Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
I see light mango.
Dave Wunstedt.
5 o'clock. Make sure someone write that down for Alex so he has it, okay?
Tanner, you write that down for Alex.
Write that down for Alex so he knows.
NFL head coach for 11 years.
You know, Dave Wunstedt, he wasn't too confident because he was sick. The night before on Friday night, he had to have the doctors and trainers come over to his house and give him intravenous feedings or whatever that stuff where they stick the needle in you and all that stuff.
And he was still sick at the meeting last night.
Yeah, he could hardly get through a meeting, but he just had the feeling that this Bear team was overly confident, and you wondered where it came from. You know, Dave Wunstedt looks pretty healthy today, though. I mean, yeah, I think you can throw the bucket on him. Hey, Wunstedt does look good today. I said winning. Winning's a great deodorant.
Yeah.
I think winning could be a great antihistamine.
I think it could.
They did get him. Someone dumped him with a little bucket.
Yeah.
He's happy. It's okay. See, you can throw it on a sick guy. Whoever it was a wimpy throw, though.
And they did it from a distance.
Yeah, I know it. Yeah, from a distance. It was probably a little old bucket, too. But more important than that, they won, and they're going on, and they're still in the playoffs.
Is something tall and strong. They get a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care.
He don't care.
I don't care.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
And that 5 o'clock somewhere is right here. What a pull. The soundtrack of our football lives, Pat Summerall and John Madden talking about Coach.
From January 1st of 1995, that is the Bears beating the Minnesota Vikings in the playoffs, score of 35-18, and our man, Coach Dave Wanstead, drenched. Was the cold water or the Gatorade a good antihistamine, as John Madden suggested there, Coach?
What's happening, fellas? Is this Twitch working? Can you guys see me?
Yeah, you look good. I got the green collar, okay. Yellow tie. It looks fantastic.
Yeah. I just didn't know if it actually works or not, you know, so that's good to hear.
Yes.
That was obviously a great night to win, particularly a little bit like the Bears scenario from the standpoint of third time playing a team in your division. So that is similar. But it sounds, you know, I think the Bears are ready to go. I mean, you know, I know everybody's excited about Rome coming back. Adunze, you know, obviously there's only one football, you know, who you're going to get the football to. So I'll be real curious to see how Ben Johnson game plans this, who's going to be his, who's going to be the featured guy in the passing game. And obviously we know what's going to happen in the running game. And then On the defensive side, I think the thing that everybody should be watching is, you know, we did a little bit more pressure blitz in the first game. Didn't turn out real well. We gave up a couple 40-yard passes. The second game, we did not. We played more, a little bit too deep, some one deep zone, and got good, better results. So, you know, how much we pressure Green Bay would be the other thing, I think, to keep an eye on as this game unfolds.
So you talked about Rome being back. What would you do if you had a limited Kyler Gordon? How would you pick and choose how to use him?
Wow, that's a tough one. You know, it's really good timing because CJ's out, right? So he's banged up. So it's perfect timing. It's not like you're sitting somebody on the bench. I would have, anytime a player comes back off an injury, and I would say this same thing about Rome Odunze, there's a different speed playing in a game than there is in practice. And so I would always, in the back of my mind, have, okay, let's say Gordon, say, doesn't hold up. Who's going to take his place? And does that person, if they start him, who's going to take his place? And does that person get enough practice during the week? And same thing with Rome. I mean, you know, you get two or three plays that you really think Rome could make an impact, and then all of a sudden, you know, his foot flares up again and he can't play. Now, can the next guy do those plays, or do you just scratch him? That's what Ben's going through, and Dennis Allen with Gordon. You know, it's I don't know. Is Gordon going to start, or is he just going to be ready to play? And I would say the same thing with Odunze. Is he going to start, or the rotating, you know, the receivers is a little bit easier, I think, at this point, because they're all healthy.
Yeah, I mean, the rotating of defensive backs is, like, not something that's usually done. You know, we look at snap counts every week, right, Coach, and usually we see guys, oh, look, they all played 100 or 100%, or some of those guys played 95%, and then there's a couple for the nickel. But really, since Jalen's come back, it's been all over the place. And without Kyler, there's been a lot of CJ, but now no CJ. So, look, is it feasible for, you know, to have six guys at five spots and rotate around, or like seven guys at five spots and really rotate? If Kyler can't go, maybe Tyreek gets in and plays a little, you know? Is that even feasible to think about it like that?
Well, you know, it depends on two things. Number one, if he's playing just third down, you know, what are you going to have third down plays? Probably at the most 15. Somewhere around 12 to 15 plays.
That's interesting.
So you say, okay, he can handle that. But if they are going to match up whenever Green Bay puts three receivers in there, then we're going to go to nickel automatically and match up with them with an extra DB, take a linebacker out. Now that may be the whole game. I mean, that could be 50 or 60 plays, you know. So that's going to be the thing that that we don't know. We don't know what Green Bay is going to do. Is it going to be just third down, you know, or is it going to be the whole game as far as their personnel matching up with them? That will be the question mark.
That's a really great detail that only like a defensive coordinator might think about and give to us. Maybe you limit Kyler by having him be your third down guy. If you got to go nickel in the first two downs, Coach, you'd go Nick McLeod, who has been your backup nickel. You could do it that way if you want, right?
Yeah, and I got a feeling that, you know, we got to keep in mind, and I may have talked about this on the show a couple of weeks ago, when Matt LaFleur, when they had one of the best offenses in the league with Aaron Rodgers and Aaron Jones, they were in the top five rushing, yes, running offenses in the NFL. People lose sight of that. And then Aaron was doing his rollout and his play-action passes, and here we go. So I bring that up because it's not out of character for Matt LaFleur at Green Bay to line up and say, you know what? We're going to try to take the air out of the football and see if the Bears can stop our running game. Jacobs is healthy now. You know, the backup played good, Wilson, and he's ready to go. And that will set up some play action pass for us and limit the number of opportunities that Caleb and the offense get. So I do think that that's something. So if that's the case, then you want a nickelback in there that's ready to support the run, because they can go three wide receivers and run the ball, try to spread us out, which is probably what they'll do. So we got to be ready with our matchup things. Yeah, you're saying, okay, we're putting a nickel in there to match up with their receiver. But if they're handing the ball off, that nickelback has to be responsible for a run support. So that's what you're into there as far as who the guy is.
Well, the good thing is that we know when healthy, Kyler Gordon is all about coming up in run support. And if he's out there, I agree with you, Coach. They'll try to match it up and see if they can push him around or run him around. I hope that he's up for the challenge, because they could really use him being good on Saturday.
Yeah, it's been tough on as good a player, as many impact plays as CJ has made. He's had some rough matchups in there at the slot. How about last week with St. Brown, right?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, with all of them, St. Brown and Raymond and Williams and all of them. Coach, we've been talking a lot about T.J. Edwards. Could we see DeMarco Jackson? Would you consider DeMarco Jackson either instead of T.J. or to spell him a little bit as a backup green dot, just to get him on the field? Or maybe he'll be the third backer, which he was last week when they used three backers in very rare situations.
Yeah, I would not take T. And I'm seeing what you're seeing. I'm hearing. I'm feeling exactly what you're feeling with TJ. But I would not take him out of the game in this game. I would have him on the field. I think he brings, obviously plays as a player, but also that leadership. And the guy's been, on some pretty good teams up there in Philadelphia. Let's not lose sight of that. So I like his leadership. I think there's a lot of value in that. And you know what? You brought up him. That's an interesting thing. Do we all remember when he was hurt with the hamstring, and then he came back and he lasted, it was the first quarter. Remember, and he was chasing a long play. I forget who it was. And all of a sudden the hamstring went and he limped off the field. So that's an example of what you got to be careful of with Gordon and Roma Dunze. A starter that was hurt. Starter is back. Starter re-injures his injury. So that's a good example of that too.
When you look at the Packers defense since they lose Micah, is there anything about what they do that overly concerns you?
No, except they got good players and they want to pressure. They want to pressure. They really have good athletes over there. And I think it showed up the last time the Bears played them. Everybody was saying, well, Caleb didn't get out around on the perimeter. I thought Green Bay had a nice plan, but also, man, those guys, those linebackers can run. I mean, they're top draft picks. They're good players. The one thing that the first thought that comes to mind is Rashad Gary, because after Parsons got hurt, it was obvious, not obvious, but it was the important part of their defense was going to be who's going to get pressure, who is going to rush the passer. And at that time, Gary had, he was second in sacks. I don't know what it was, six or seven. I can't remember.
I think it was seven and a half.
But he hasn't done anything since. That's the point. You know what I mean? So if you're Jeff Hafley at Green Bay, I'm talking to these guys saying, hey, somebody's got to beat somebody one-on-one. We don't want to get into a blitz-a-thon with these guys, but we have got to generate some pressure on Williams and not let him get comfortable in the pocket. And somebody's got to win up front. And they're struggling right now. We're struggling, and they're struggling doing the same thing. Very similar.
Dave Wanstead is with us here on Spiegel and Holmes, and it's always great. We love you, Wani. So, look, I am afraid of Jordan Love against the blitz. I'm afraid of Jordan Love on third down and third and long. I heard Bigsy this morning. The third and long numbers for Jordan Love are outrageously good this year. Like quarterback rating above 100 on third and long. Do you attack him? Do you still blitz him, even though he beat it? Do you try to sit back and just beat the hell out of the targets after he throws it? What do you do?
I'd start off by playing some zone and not blitzing them, just to get a feel for the game. Let's see how much they're going to run it. Because people lose sight of this now. Everybody says, oh, just blitz him. Well, You have passing blitzes and you have run blitzes. But the problem is, if everybody saw what happened. If you're in a blitz coverage and somebody gets in the open one-on-one, there's nobody to help. Well, it's the identical thing when you run blitz. And I've had it happen on all levels. Two guys run in the same damn gap and they hand the ball off and he hits a crease and there's nobody. I mean, the guy hits his head on a goalpost. So, you know, it's easier said than done. Oh, just blitz him. That'll stop the run. You know, I would go into it myself and just get a feel for what Matt LaFleur's thinking. Is he going to just, you know, normal offense, or is this going to be a heavy run? It could be heavy pass. Let's see what they come out of the box with, and then I'd be ready to adjust. And this late in the season, you know, you got your whole package. The guys know it. You're not going to add much, particularly for this game. Playing them, you know, three times in 6 weeks or whatever it is. No, less than that, I guess, right? But
36 days, yeah, crazy.
In a month, yeah. So, I mean, you're not going to do a whole lot new. So my point is the guy should know what to do versus run blitzes past. Now it's just a matter of executing it. I would just kind of wait and get a feel for him. Wait and get a feel. Don't give up a big play. Don't get the crowd out of it. Let's be sound here early and get a feel for what they're going to do.
Coach, you've been in these situations as a coordinator. You've been in these situations as a head coach. What's the building like on a playoff week? Like what were you like on playoff weeks?
Well, you know, obviously, you know, I felt pretty fortunate because I had been there and won a Super Bowl and went through it, you know. So I was very confident in the approach that I wanted to take. So it really wasn't. You feel it with the players, okay, particularly the veteran players. And the young guys, it's another game. I mean, anybody that starts, you know, when we went to our first Super Bowl at Dallas, Jimmy Johnson never mentioned Super Bowl until we were on a bus getting ready to fly to L.A. I mean, the whole thing was just win the next game. Guys, we got another game. Whoever it is, what do we got to do to win this game on offense, defense, and special teams? So, you know, we never got ahead of ourselves. It was let's you know, we only have so much time in the day. Our minds can only handle so much. Let's really be dialed in for this one. Make every play count. Make every play count. I remember talking to our guys about that, hey, you know, I mean, you get in the playoffs, you know, one fumbled muff punt and they recover it and score could be the difference in you being completely out of the playoffs or not. So that's kind of what you're into there when you get into the playoffs, you know?
Yeah, well, I it's great stuff. How about, like, during the game, if something goes wrong, because coach, like, we've been talking to some guys, Kurt Warner this week, talking about if something goes wrong, it can like roll over on itself and it can make another thing go wrong and then another thing. So what do you do if something goes wrong and how do you get your guys to stay level in that time?
Well, when we played the Vikings here,
yeah,
we kind of did what the Bears did. You know, we were kind of a bend but don't break defense. I mean, it was Warren Moon, Chris Carter. They had obviously a great team. And we forced field goals. We forced field goals on them, and then that gave us a chance to win the game. But we were never out of the game. It was always in control of the game for the most part or close because of forcing field goals. When we won the division and we were playing the Colts in Miami – okay, the first round of the playoffs, we fell behind by 15 points with Peyton Manning and Edgerrin James and those guys. And we went in the locker room, and it was not a pretty locker room. And the guys responded. The guys responded, and we came out. And, you know, we didn't throw many passes the second half. We just kind of we went into wishbone mode, you know, and that was the end of it, and beat them. But no, so every game's going to have ups and downs. You're going to fall behind. in most games. And unfortunately, the Bears have been there. Bears have won six games when being behind in the last 2 minutes of the game. That is fabulous. That is unheard of. That's a little bit scary, to be honest with you, but hats off to him. I mean, Caleb Williams has done remarkable.
Yeah. Well, I was going to ask you about that as it pertains to how you feel inside of a game like this. What advice, if any, would you give Caleb as he gets ready for his first playoff game?
I don't think you need to say much to him. You don't need to force anything. You got a lot of talent around you, Caleb, but I would say, if we call the deep one and you don't like it, take the check down. Take the money. Give your players a chance to make plays. You know, we don't have just one weapon. You could throw the ball to either tight end or all four of those receivers or either one of those backs, and they're going to make a big play for you. I would just convince them that, you know what, you got a lot of weapons out there. Make good decisions and take what the defense gives you. Don't force anything.
Coach, you think Ben Johnson will have something new, something fun, something weird? Not necessarily even a trick play, but just maybe something new in the offense. It's the third time, man. Like, he's got to have something he's been holding in the back pocket, and he's like, I'm going to surprise him. I don't know what it would be. Do you?
Yeah, I don't know what it'll be either, but no, he'll have something new for sure. You know, you study the tape and you come up with ideas for every game. So Ben likes it. He'll do it. I think in this game and I don't want this to be interpreted the wrong way. I made the comment early in the week on Molly and them that I think Ben will be aggressive this week because he was playing with house money. Now, house money doesn't mean Ben's not going to do anything stupid, okay? But I do think that he talked for 2 days about regretting not going for it on fourth down. I think now he's in the playoffs. He's at home. I think he'll be aggressive with his play calling. I truly do. I don't think he's going to sit back and say, I wish I would have dialed that up. I think he's going to dial it up.
Yeah.
See if we can make a play.
Yeah, you know, I heard what you said, and I'm glad you get a chance here to kind of paraphrase it if you need to. But, like, but Coach, who's got more pressure on him? Like, LaFleur and the Packers are supposed they're supposed to win this, aren't they?
Absolutely. Oh, 100%. Not even close. I mean, they were a Super Bowl pick, you know, when the season started. There's no question who has the most pressure on him. I mean, that's from the head coach, I would say, even and the quarterback.
Yes.
I mean, you know, that's the guys that you're gonna talk or point to, win, lose, or draw, you know, whether they like it or not. So I would say that Jordan Love, Matt LaFleur, got a lot of pressure on you guys.
Boy,
you gotta show up.
Yeah, boy, it'd be fun to see them tighten up, wouldn't it? Lawrence, middle of the game.
Oh, that'd be dope.
Come on.
I'd love that.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I don't have any. I think it's gonna come down to the end again, somehow, some way. And, you know, and the thing I feel good about is the Bears' ability to close a game. And by that, I mean, you got a lead with 3 minutes to go. Can you run the ball successfully with your running back and quarterback and make two first downs and end the game and not give them the ball back? And I feel really good about us being able to do that. I think the best matchup, everybody's going to talk quarterbacks and receivers and on. I think the best matchup the Bears got, to be quite honest with you, is our offensive line versus their defensive line. I mean, they got the Wyatt kid out and Parsons. They got two of their best defensive linemen out and hurt. So I like our matchup up front on offense.
Kind of a sneaky thing about Rome being back is what he does as a blocker in the run game.
Hadn't even thought about it until you mentioned it right now. But you're right. He's a terrific blocker in the run game.
Yeah, so is Burden. I mean, I'm you know, I got to see Rome. I almost forget Rome, you know what I mean? Because it's been so long since he's made some plays. And I guess I've kind of got – I jumped on my man Luther's bandwagon a little bit, but I agree with you. Rome did a great job when he was in there.
Coach, you doing TV tonight? You looking spiffy.
I am at NBC right now, and I am going to jump on air with Jim Miller, Peanut Tillman, and Pat Manley, and we are going to do a 30-minute NBC playoff special. So it's going to be fun.
When's it going to air?
It's live, Coach. You think I dressed and walked the streets of Chicago like this?
I know that it's... I know that Lawrence, it's live. I want to know
6:30. 6:30.
Thank you, no Coach.
No access Hollywood. Okay, so I know you're going to be disappointed, but that's life in the big city. It's playoff time, Lawrence. Okay, so just record it. There you go.
Yeah, I'll be home in time to watch it live.
I thought Lisa Gibbons was joining you guys. Hey,
and then we got to get into some you tonight, guys.
Ooh. Coach, you were dead on about the you last week, man. You were dead on about those guys got some ass kickers up front defensively.
I think it's time for Warren Sapp and Vinny Testaverde to be on that sideline. Just you watch the guys. All the guys will start coming. See, Mario Cristobal we recruited him, and he played on that team at the U, so he can say what he wants about convicts and Catholics, but he was a convict too. He can't hide from us. And deep down, he likes it. He likes it. So that's why those guys are all down there. It's insane. It's crazy. Mike Irvin and Ray, who knows? The Edge. Yep.
Yeah,
it'll be a group.
Your phone was blowing up, you said last week when they started winning, right?
Crazy.
Well, Coach, have fun tonight on TV. Enjoy yourself. That sounds like a great crew. You guys got 6:30 tonight. You can watch a little football coverage with our guy, Coach, and he looks good. He's got the blue vest on, too. He's rocking a three-piece suit.
Yeah, he does.
My guy is looking good. The hair is looking perfect.
Mm-hmm. Killing it, Coach.
Yeah, well, Lawrence, you dress for success, right? That's what we're trying to do.
It's key. Coach, right. Say hello to everyone for us, all right?
And I'm drinking a coffee. Think about that. What's wrong with this picture?
You are focused. It's playoff time.
What's wrong with this picture on my 5 o'clock score show? I am so. I hope I'm not disappointing the listeners and the viewers.
No.
But we'll be back. We'll be back.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, see ya.
He's the best.
I love that guy
He's the absolute best.
He's hilarious.
Give me some ideas. Speaking of TV, I'm doing post-game on Saturday night after the game on Fox with Luke Kanellis and Pat the Designer and Tina Wen. So if you're watching the game on Fox instead of Prime, you'll see me and us coming right on right after. And if you are watching on Prime, switch over to Fox right after and check us out.
Speaks.
There's going to be a lot of people.
Speaks, this is going to be the most people that have ever seen you.
At the same time?
Mm-hmm.
Or just like...
it might be the most people that have ever seen you ever in life.
Just all put together.
Let's say conservatively that the game does 20 million, okay?
Okay.
There's obviously a little bit of a fall off into post-game, but I would say that there's probably going to be at least 1 million people who are watching you on Sunday, and I love that.
Oh, man, appreciate that.
Man, that's so cool.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
What, you already started thinking about what you're wearing?
No, I haven't thought about that. I got to try and squeeze a haircut in on Saturday just to clean up. Just to clean up.
Haircut, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
I didn't come here for that.
You didn't come here for no haircut. But he's going to get one before he goes on TV.
Yeah. I did come here for a beard trim, though. Isn't that ironic? Because I might as well get the haircut.
You're there. You might as well do it.
I'm in the chair already, wearing a bib and everything.
Man, I love this for you, brother.
I love it.
There's going to be 1 million people watching Speaks.
How about two? Let's go for two.
Let's say it's 2 million.
Let's go for 2 million. Yeah, Luce says he thinks it's going to be the most viewers at stage they've had for a local show since 2016, after Cubs World Series games.
I think he's right about that. The city is on fire right now, and why not?
And doing post-game is different. You gave me great advice last time because you did post-game for a lot of years, and it's like it's a different animal than what we do. So I'm looking forward to getting another crack at it. Did it Friday, Black Friday after the Thanksgiving game against the Eagles. So that was a good one. Let's have another good one Saturday night,
shall
we?
That would be fantastic. Let's take a break. Since we brought it up to Coach, let's talk a little bit about this weekend and what's happening starting tonight in college football. We got ourselves a fantastic football week starting tonight.
Yeah, and this the drama surrounding one of these teams tonight has just been crazy.
It's unfortunate. We'll discuss next on The Score.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And I don't want this to be interpreted the wrong way. I made the comment early in the week on Molly and them.
Love that show.
See, in my mind, Molly and them is a CBS show that comes on after Blue Bloods.
Coming up tonight on Molly and them.
And it's about retired cop Mike Mulligan who meets up with his friends in the bar. That's the dim of Molly and them.
Hey, them.
Hi, Molly.
All of them say it at the same time. I like that. Well, because I just saw a tweet from David Haw, and them make an interesting point. You know what I mean? Oh, wait. No, it's Haw. I like it, but I see just think
no,
Mully and them.
Mully gets to have his own cop show because David has his own network.
Oh, yeah, that's true. So David's got his own network. He can do whatever the hell he wants. And so, yeah, Mully gets his own cop show. That's cool.
Stephen A. would have been like, Mully and Dim Boys.
Mully and them.
And I don't want this to be interpreted the wrong way. I made the comment early in the week on Mully and them.
Amazing. There's Dustin and
Brandon Pryor.
Brandon and David. I don't know them.
Ray usually helps out towards the end of the show.
Mitch is there bringing coffees in.
Porth.
Porth is around. It's a big pile of humans.
Porth is around.
Like Leury, Porth is around. Incredible. Hey, as a man who used to be the in the Danny Mac show, sometimes it's just the way it goes.
Oh, my God.
You know? Just got to take it and just roll with that one.
We need to cast for Mully and Deb. We need to cast like an old school, like foil for him, like female, strong female lead.
She's got to be cute though. It's a TV show.
I'm thinking like, you remember Night Court?
Yeah.
Mully and them needs like a Selma from Night Court. Someone that's just all like in has known Mully for forever.
Oh,
and
Mully
just is about the only person that is allowed to give him grief.
Not Bruce. You're saying it's Rich.
No.
Bruce definitely has wacky next door neighbor vibes.
100%. Bruce shows up and just like abuses Mully, and Mully takes it because he loves Bruce. How do you not love him? Yeah, I hear you. How about Bonnie, who works upstairs?
Absolutely.
She'd be great at
Bonnie
that.
Bonnie Rarick?
Yeah.
I think that works.
Mm-hmm. All right. We'll keep working on that. That's for sure.
Get this pitch together. Wani's giving us an idea, and I think we need to run with it. And we can all get paid.
Yeah. You know where it should air? It should air on Chicago Sports Network. Could David talk to them about giving Mully and them a slot?
Okay.
Yeah. Middle of the night, maybe?
I think it works.
Or they can play it instead of White Sox games. Hear me out.
Yeah, coming up after Mully and them, hanging with Mr. Garfine.
Oh, yeah.
This texter is right. Stacey Dales needs to have a spot on Mully and them.
Absolutely. Stacey, absolutely. I mean, that's the thing. It's the whole batch.
And them.
And yep, door opens. It's 7 a.m. during football season. Morning, boys. What's going on?
We've got it all set now. But see, on Mully and them, I now want to take Biggs and make him the Norman Fell.
Oh, I thought Norm. He should be sitting at the corner and be Norm.
No, I need Biggs to, because, you know, he hits Dave with those one-liners every now and again.
Oh, yes, he does.
And then he's calls turning him Dave. Then he's turning to the camera like Norman Fell on Three's Company. This whole thing is coming along, man.
Yeah.
I think we got something here.
Raising the eyebrows, wrinkling, furrowing the brow. If you can get Biggsy to do that.
We're going to pay him.
Emmys will follow.
I think it works. Yeah. I think it works. Are you a local business owner or employee? How would you like to have your commercial air during Super Bowl 60 right here on The Score? Here's your chance. We've brought back the Score Big for Your Business contest, where you can enter to win a 30-second Super Bowl commercial of the Score's broadcast of Super Bowl 60 from Westwood One. And new this year, you can win a live broadcast for your brand. Log on to 670thescore.com/contest to enter now and learn more details. This is like the best thing that we do. Deadline to enter is January 18th. Score Big for Your Business is sponsored by People's Bank, where better banks keep moving forward. Member FDIC.
Yeah, I mean, the Twitch mob is running with it. Ruthie Polinsky is like the sports genius bartender. You know,
I dig that.
I dig that casting right there. And then the impression of David that Grody does. Morning, Vim. Morning, Vim. How are you? Morning, Mully.
There's something fun that we could do with the David character. And I don't know if on Mully and them, like, maybe the David character is mentioned but never seen. Like, we know he's part of the crew.
Sure.
But it's like the Gooch. Remember the Gooch? Like, oh, well, you guys better get this thing fixed up before Mr. David shows up.
I was thinking of the neighbor on Home Improvement.
Sure.
Wilson.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's put it all together.
Mm-hmm.
And let's make a pile of money.
Somebody. I made the comment early in the week on Mully and them.
Last week on Mully and them, today on a very special Mully and them, the Northwestern hazing
scandal.
Oh, no,
not a special. Not the Maytag, man.
every
not
once
Gordon
in a while.
Jump.
Every once in a while, when the real world comes to sports radio.
Dudley, what are you doing?
Oh, no, Dudley.
Let's not victim blame.
It's terrible. So anyway, go Ole Miss tonight.
And that wraps up our college football discussion.
I want Ole Miss to win. I'm enjoying them. Trinidad Chambliss was great last week. I like how they're all rallying around the coach, around Pete Golding, and not rallying around Lane Kiffin.
I was dying. Did you hear what Marshall referred to Ole Miss as today? The team from up north.
I mean, that makes
sense.
I know.
That's what they are. That's amazing.
That makes sense. That'd probably be out west, though, right?
Yeah, I guess so. A little bit out west, but
he
from
would know
LSU.
Better,
but if you're down at LSU and you're Kiffin,
no. Marshall went to Mississippi State,
right?
So when he talks about Mississippi, it's like someone talking. It's like Jared talking about the Packers. But I feel like geographically, it's west.
Either this
he
should
would
be,
know better.
I mean, like the way that Wani was talking about the beef and the strength on the lines for Miami is an interesting thing because Ole Miss has some of that, but they've got good skill position guys as well. And I'm really looking forward to watching this. The games in college football have to be really, really good to make you withstand the ugliness of the business.
No, he's right. It's up the team up north. He's right. He's 100% right.
Okay.
It is west, but it's mostly north.
But you feel me on that? The games have to be really good to make you withstand the ugliness of the business. And that Ole Miss Georgia game was that good.
There is a reformation that needs to happen in college football.
The calendar is idiotic.
It really is. Dan Lanning has been talking about it. The other subplot is that all four of these guys
are Saban guys.
And then you add in Kiffin. It's five of the Saban guys are all in the semifinal. Mm. It's wild bleep right there.
It really
is. You talk about a rock star coaching staff. The stuff that was going on in Tuscaloosa back then was pretty awesome. And we'll see who ends up winning. But coach is definitely in on Miami. I saw this last night, and I thought it was just like struck the right tone. If you would like to get hyped about the Bears and good, better, best, we got something for you, courtesy of them, next on The Score.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Beagle and Holmes.
Just to be clear, like, we love fun.
Afternoons on the Score.
Good, better, bad.
Good, better, bad.
Yesterday, the Bears put out a video, and if you had noticed, Common and Jennifer Hudson had been to a couple of Bears games, and if you're thinking about doing something with a spoken word vibe that is Chicago-based, there are not a lot of people that you're going to call before you call Lonnie. Like, that's the guy.
I had the feeling watching that, similar to what I had when he was the master of ceremonies for the NBA All-Star Game.
100%.
At the United Center. Like, that is a son of Chicago who deserves to be highlighted in moments like this.
Agree 100%. And when you have someone that doesn't need to find, like, he's a very good actor. He doesn't need to find the emotion for this. He cares about this. This is a real dude that cares about the Chicago Bears. So the Bears put this out. The video is dope, too. But the audio, if you weren't ready, you're going to get ready.
Good is turning 5 into 11.
I guess we ain't the same old Bears, huh?
Good is the nail biters, the final drives, the triumphs to prepare us for this stage. When one man goes down and another rises up.
Walker, touchdown! What? Are you kidding me?
Better is turning a D lineman into pancakes, taking what's ours, a run game that would make Walter proud.
Swift gets up to full speed.
Manunga, head down.
They can't stop him.
Better is the ice in your veins when it's all on the line.
The Iceman coming. The Iceman taken.
Better is getting to the tournament, turning belief into reality. Better is the kings of the north. Best is the greatest fans in the world.
The fans celebrate everybody on their feet. What a strike.
Best is what the number one city in the world deserves. We aren't satisfied with good. Better isn't enough. The best is yet to come. And that starts right now.
Man.
That's a wrap.
Man.
Let's go.
Man.
Love that. What an opportunity when you're a successful team to reach out to the best and the brightest from the city. Good job by the Bears. Did I ever tell you about when Common came to 4949 West Belmont?
No, he did Sound Opinions?
He did Sound Opinions. It was in the 90s. I was producing Sound Opinions, and Common was desperately looking for a score for his favorite basketball team, the Chris Webber Sacramento Kings. He loved that team at the time, as any sensible basketball human would.
Well, that was at the point where he was not enamored with the Bulls. He very famously talked about that.
Oh, did he?
Oh, yeah.
Post-Jordan breakup?
Yep.
It was part of the ugliness.
Man.
He and D-Wade spreading stuff all around the world.
I can still do the entire Soul by the Pound remix. It is one of my favorite records of all time. I can recite that word for word.
You want to do that now at 6 o'clock right here on the Score?
No, maybe I'll do it on House of L tonight.
Do it!
I've been doing pods every night on House of L.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, just giving like old school, like Loho night show vibe. Just talking about some stuff. That's why I was looking through some things. I'll share.
Oh, you did.
I shared it with you.
Yeah, you did.
But I'll share with the Score audience tomorrow.
Yeah, you got it. It's really cool.
Yeah, that got me in the mood for this game for sure. So, for Alex, for Tanny, for Mully and them, for my partner Matt Spiegel.
I made the comment early in the week on Mully and them.
Ba, 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 ba.
I'm Lawrence Holmes saying thank you so much for the love and support you show us every single day. We will do our best tomorrow.
Woo!
Real-time sports in Elk Grove Village, 2 to 6. Thanks to Circa for bringing us out there, our home away from home. If you are in the area, if you want to just knock off work early, come and hang out with us tomorrow in Elk Grove Village at Real-Time Sports. We'll see you there tomorrow at 2 on The Score.
Now I'm done with War and Peace. Now, Lori from the back of the goal. Let's make that one longer next time. Out to center. The powers that be that control these things have never read something and watched a hockey game at the same time. That's all I've got to say. Good night, folks.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.